And then moving over to the other young man that I mentioned, Marcus Parrison, you know I mentioned this to you towards the end of last season, but it seemed like something just got lit under him. And then the second half of last year, in comparison to his previous three semesters of play, it was almost like he went from, you know, the first and second floor. If you think of it from an elevator perspective, he went right from the first and second floor all the way up to like the eighth floor instantaneously. And really just popped onto the scene huge the last 2 months of that season. What do you feel like his ceiling could be as he enters his junior year?
Yeah, well, to be honest, Brian, I couldn't agree more with that assessment on Pat, Marcus Patterson, who we call Pat. He is a staff favorite. He's a fan favorite. He's a team favorite. He's an energy guy. Plays with a lot of passion. He'll run through a wall for the staff, for his teammates, for the fans. And this is not something, his performance last couple months of the season was not something that was a surprise to the staff or I think any of his teammates. We knew that it was in him, and it was he was capable of everything he achieved last season. And when he plays with a high motor, and a lot of passion, just raises the level of everyone on the court. So we were excited to see him get to that potential last season, and more excited that he started this season off in practices with his motor going at a high level. And I think now he understands what it takes for him to be a good player out there, and I'm really excited for his development and what's to come.
Brian Barnes, Sage men's basketball head coach, joining us here on Katie's Corner on Sporty 1240 NBC Sports Radio, also streaming live online sporty1240.com and on the TuneIn Radio app. And then finally we get to the five new faces for the Gators that have come on board in Rob Mills, Andre Carty, Anthony Wilson, Elvis Shelton, and Devon Sylvester. Talk a bit about this group that has come in and joined your seven returning players and what you've seen from them thus far just in practice right now.
Yeah, love the group. Love the group. We were looking for and bringing anyone who's new is talent, obviously, but character in terms of fitting in with our program, and that's both on the court, personality-wise, style of play, and also off the court, in the classroom, in the community, understanding that Sage jersey never comes off. I'm excited for this group. Some will contribute more than others, but the potential for each one of them, if we can enhance what they do and get them to be the very best in whatever particular role they have on this year's team, very excited. And they're all a little bit different in terms of their, you know, skill sets, what their specialties are that they bring to the table. But I can tell you that all five of them 100% fit into our pressing system, where we're full court defense for 40 plus minutes, and that was what initially attracted me to each one of these guys.
And you mentioned the full court press spread that you got going on, and that's interesting that you mentioned that, because obviously Kai Deans was a huge offensive force from 15 feet in. And now your biggest guy is going to be Melvin Ford, who's 6'6". And, he's developed a little bit of a post game, but at the same time, he's not going to be that guy that's going to, necessarily completely take over a game and outsize everyone that he faces in the blocks. What kind of – you're looking to kind of do more of a little bit of a running gun and spread the Ford kind of offense at this point?
Yeah, and you know what? We've looked a lot. My staff has been great. Coach O'Reilly, Coach Eastman, and I have been looking at a lot of NBA stuff in terms of the floor spacing. The NBA is the best there is at utilizing floor space. And we certainly will miss Kai Deans and his scoring leadership and SOP with their back-to-the-basket play. What we're going to try to do is really open up the court. I think we can get a lot of those same paint baskets, baskets in the paint through drives, through pick and rolls, dribble handoffs, you know, things like that. And I'm excited. We're certainly playing a little bit differently than we were last year as far as our offensive flow. And I think that we're going to open up the floor for our guys to really take advantage of what they do well.
And two other things before I let you go. First off, a rule change that's going into effect this year, and then a second one that's going into effect next season on the D2 and D3 levels. As far as this year's concerned, obviously the big thing is the shot clock being shrunk down from 35 seconds to just 30. And then the rule change that will go into effect next year for Divisions 2 and 3 is the expansion of the restricted arc area under the basket from 3 feet to 4 feet. Talk a little bit about those two changes and maybe the philosophies that it might force some coaches to fall into with both the restriction of the shot clock down to 30 seconds and the way that the restricted arc area is going to expand next year.
Yeah, well, firstly, I love the change with the shot clock for us. The way we play, we're going to pressure all over the court. We're going to trap and really try to, you know, turn that time as the offense gets over half court, and they're going to have a lot less time to set up their offense. So I love it for us. Plus our pace of play, we want to try to influence the tempo and to force teams to play faster and to play into our running game. So I think that change suits us very well. I agree with both Coach Burke and Coach Bury on their assessments that I don't think it's going to influence the scoring of the game in a positive manner for teams that play differently than we do. I think we will see a lot of zone defense, a lot of, you know, mixing it up. It almost will become a chess match defensively to try to slow teams down and give teams less of a shot clock. But I think the change itself is very good for our style, so I'm excited about that. Regarding the charge arc, I'm not in favor of that. I think it's just becoming too hard to take a charge in today's game. I'm okay with the 3-foot arc. I think everybody's adjusted to it, and it does make some sense, but now you're moving it out even further. And it's almost like with the freedom of movement changes that they made, where you're going to see a lot more fouls called on the perimeter and in the post if a defender has a hand on the offensive player. Now it's almost like you don't want to reward players for being in position and taking a legitimate charge. It's almost like you want to encourage a shot block, or, you know, just let them go, and it's 2 points, take the ball out and you go, because guys don't want to foul.
And finally, taking a look at the schedule as it plays out for the Gators, going to be opening it up next Friday and Saturday over in Rochester as part of the tournament being hosted by Nazareth College. And then your season opener, your home opener will be Tuesday the 17th against SUNY Cobleskill. Just focus for a second here on the tournament. What are you looking to see from your team in those two tournament games to open this season, as far as what they're able to do on the floor and how you can maybe use that to get yourself ready for Cobleskill and beyond?
Immediately, what our staff is looking for is make sure we have all of the little foundational pieces in place. We've got no cracks in our armor in terms of we've got 12 guys plus 3 staff and a manager that are all on the same page, that all have 2 feet in the circle, that are ready to go to battle for one another and for, you know, for their teammate that's next to them. So we want to have all the little things in place in terms of, you know, we're going out to Nazareth to win a tip-off tournament. We've never won a tip-off tournament in the 6 seasons prior to this. So it starts with Alfred State and preparing for them, but it's the first game, so we don't have film other than last season. So it's really preparing ourselves, preparing our team to be the best version of Sage basketball, and we'll get a chance to live scout Nazareth versus DeUville in the Friday night game. And should we advance, we'll be prepared, and we'll start to get into game planning, from there. But we just want to be the best versions of ourselves and have all the foundational pieces in place that it takes for a successful season.
Brian Barnes, head coach of Sage Gators men's basketball, the current defending Skyline Conference champions. Coach, thank you very much for coming on the show today. I appreciate it. Good luck out at Nazareth College, and I'll see you a week from Tuesday.
Oh, can't wait. Can't wait to see you, Brian. Thanks for having me. Love the show.